out of there.
So are we, should we be more mocking that while it's done now?
I don't know. I have to look into it. Okay, let's begin. You about being on time with Isaac a little?
I did.
You did?
I wrote to everybody also this morning to be on time.
Okay, let's begin.
And you roasted everyone.
Okay, let's begin. Start the Gemara. I want to try to finish the two dots. Plus we have a lot of the Yana and Chumash. Okay, let's see. We're on Daf Yudbezim and Aleph. Where the Gemara, Lamaisa, we're up to the Shiloh Boimine. So before we do that Boimine, I want to look at the Tosfos, Oshamar L'Shlucho, Chulei. If you remember correctly, the Gemara had said that we're dealing with a situation where the supervisor sees the Shechita from beginning until end, it's kosher. If he doesn't look at it from beginning to end, it's also to eat from a Shechita. So the Maskanas Gemara was, in the process, the Gemara said, we don't know if he was learning or not. The Gemara says, anyone who engages in Shechita, we know is an expert. The Gemara said, we have a Braisa to prove that. And the Braisa stated, Milo Tanya Harishamatsa Tarnagola Shechuta and Bashuk. O Shamar L'Shlucho Tzei Shchot V'Holach U'Matza Shchot Cheskaso Shchachot. So the two cases in the Brice, if you take a look at Tysus, let's take a look inside. Three months ago, O Shamar L'Shlucho Chulei Mikara Tana Matza Tarnagolas Shchuta B'Shuk Dikalimei Rabala Shachtua. The first case is that the Baal probably shechted it. He said to Shlucho, go shecht V'Holach. V'Holach means what? V'holach, the Balabayas went, umatza shachar, he found a shachar. So we assume that what? What do we assume in that case? That the Baal himself had what? The Baal himself had shechted it. Is that correct? That's the push of shot that we're dealing with in the Tysus. That the Baal himself had what? The Baal himself had shechted it.
In the first case?
Yeah, in the first case. It says, in the first case it says, Harishamatza Tarnagola Shkutu Bashuk. What's that case talking about? Harishamatza Tarnagola Shkutu Bashuk. What is that case talking about? That case is talking about Avda Labal Leha, and then he found it, right?
The Baal came and found it?
Yeah, the Baal found it, so Ikalimemer Baal Leha Shkutua Kedin. We could say Mistama, it was an Adam Kosher, right? What does it mean, Ikalimemer Baal Leha Shkutua mean? What does Ikalimemer Baal Leha Shkutua mean? What does Tysus mean when he says that in the first line? Tysus, we're in Tosu Dirmasko. Oh, everyone got it? That's before we go right to the Gemara. In the Bryce of the section of the Gemara we saw yesterday. What does Tosus mean when he says this? When he says, oh. What's the Tana adding when it says, oh, Sharma L'Shlucho? It's the same thing. So what does it mean in the beginning? It says, Matzah Tarnagola Shkuta. There's no Chiddush. Because we assume who did it, the Baal HaTarnagolas Shech did it, and he left it there, or it was left there. You follow me? That's the first case. You follow me, Jake? The Baal HaBayis Shech did it. What does the Braisa say? Look what the Braisa says. It says, Milo Tane Harishamatza Tarnagolas Shkuta B'Shuk. Oh, Shamar L'Shlucho. What's the case before the O? Oh? That's the Tosfos coming to me, Masber. What's the case? Arya, what's the case? We're in the Tosfos Masko O, Binyamin, Natan. What's the case? That's what Mikara means. Read the Lashon HaTosfos. Arya, read the Lashon HaTosfos. Go ahead. Read the Dibur Maskel. Go ahead. Yeah, it's Chule. You got to read the Chule. Oshomer what? Stop. That case before you have the O is Ikalamem or what? Shachtua. The Baal HaBayis shechted it, Jake. The Baal HaBayis shechted it. That's the case. He shechted it himself. He shechted the thing. And it's not a Chiddush. Because we assume that that's a Davar Poshut. You find the Targol shechted, right? We assume that what? The Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaTargol shechted it and he lost it. Or he left it there. And then he comes back and he finds it, right? Fell out of his bag, out of whatever, however he carries the bird. This is a bird in the Brisa. Possible it's fell out of the bag. But the first case is what the Baal HaBayis shechted it, and the Baal HaBayis said, you know, it lost it, and maybe now he finds it. So he remembers that we can assume that this is the guy that shechted it. This is the guy. Who's the guy? I'm the guy. Go ahead and tell us, are you? Oh. V'hadar Amar. And even if what? Even if he says to the shliach, go shech for me, and the shliach goes ahead and what?
Finds it
shechted. Go ahead. Beautiful. And even what? And even with shalom reshus nishkata, nevertheless cheskaso shkuta. Right? Nevertheless, it's what? It's still considered to be good. So even if the shliach saw someone else, it's still considered to be good halacha lemaisa. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, we didn't get to it yet into the Gemara, but lemaisa, we're going to get to it soon. The next two tosim after that talk about if your thing gets stolen. Yes? If your animal gets stolen and someone shechted it, is it kosher or not? Yes, let's get it down. Tosa Shita is, and the Tosefta he quotes is that if shechted, it's considered to be good. If it's stolen, it's considered to be good. Now, not all the Rishonim agree to that. Let's just get that down right now. If your animal is shechted without permission, is that considered to be acceptable or not? Halacha lemaisa. It's an interesting question that comes up. Let me just point out to you that Tosa says, we just said black on white, that even if it's stolen, it's good. Because there's a famous principle. Chashad al Geneva is not Chashad al what? Nevela. Just because you were a Gana by Shechti, it doesn't mean you messed up the Shechita. And the Tosefta says Beferish, the new two Tosim later, which we'll see inside when we get to it, says Nigdava is Beferish good. So there's a bunch of Rishonim that say it. The Mordechai, the Shechita B'Kubetzis, they also say that Nigdava is good. Because the reason why it only says Avdu, because that's the Derech. Usually what? Usually the derech is that what? The derech is that it gets lost more. It's much more common that it gets lost than stolen. But that's the only reason why it's said avdu. But nigdavu is the same din. Are there any Rishonim that say that that's usher? Yes. The Meiri quotes B'Shem Tosos. We don't have this Tos on the Daf, because the Tos on the Daf says Genev is mutter, that if it's stolen, it's usher. Because he writes the following, that we assume that people that are Ganavim are not Jews. That's what he writes. If it's a ganav, you can assume it's a goy. And if goy shechs, it's bad. And the Shita Megubetzis quotes B'Shem Yesh Meforshim that if it's stolen, it's usher. Because a ganav is a Russia, he's chashed al Geneva, he's chashed on Shechita. He didn't agree with that principle that we said before. That if you're chashed al Geneva, you're not chashed on what? On Shechita. So what emerges, and we're going to get back to this
on
a little bit. What'd you say? Yeah, same thing. Same thing for this purpose as Shechita Nevela. Same thing. Can we trust the Shechita? So it comes out, and we'll get back to this a little bit, Linetta, a little bit later, but I want you to get down, it's a machloikas in the Rishonim, Lamaisa, whether Nignava is good or not. And the way Tosis builds it up in O is that definitely it's good. Okay? Because that's what he says the Shlucho is. And that's why I just wanted to clarify that the Shiloh we're going to get to today now in the Gemara, is it the same thing as the Brisa that we just learned? So according to what? According to Rashi, it's the same exact Shiloh. Who walked away? The Baal HaBayis. The same thing, the Shiloh we're going to learn is the same thing as the Brisa. Remember we said that from the Shita B'Kubetzis? Shita B'Kubetzis says that from Rashi. But Tosis is not that way. Tosis says that the Brisa is talking about the Shliach walked away. Halach HaShliach. Because Tosis explains that the Halach HaShliach, the Shliach walked away, and the Shiloh that we're going to learn right now is at the Baal HaBayis. So according to Rashi, the Brisa and the Shiloh are talking about the same thing, the Baal HaBayis walked away. But according to Tosis, Halach means the Shliach walked away, and he finds that it's shechted, he didn't do it, so we can assume someone else did it, that it's kosher. But isn't that stealing? Tosis L'Shitah, so the next two Tosim later says stealing's good. Who else says like that? The Shitas Megubetzis, the Mordechai. What's a Svara? Something that's Chashan on Gnev is not Chashan on Shechita. It's Kshem. Who says it's Aser? The Miri quotes a what? Yesh Omrim. And who else? Shitas Megubetzis, Hashem, the Yesh Meforshim. They say Beferish that what? Stealing is a what? Stealing is a problem. Actually, the Miri is B'Shem tells us that we don't have in the Daf. They said Chashan on Gnev is Chashan on Shechita. Okay. We'll get back to that, but I want you to know this Machloik is Halach L'Maisa. And that's the way Tosis learning. So again, the Shiloh that we're going to learn now, according to Rashi, was the same Shiloh as the Brisa. Who walks away? The Baal HaBayis walks away. It says, oh, Halach, Shomer l'shnius seven shomer v'holoch. The Baal HaBayis went away. The Rashi says the Shaila is also the Baal HaBayis went away. According to the Tosfos, no. Shaholach is what? The Shliach went away. Shachar Shliach, Holach, he went away. And Lamaisi found it, checked it. And the Shaila, though, according to the everyone, is talking about the Baal HaBayis walked away. So Holach, according to Rashi, in the Brice and the Shaila, is the Baal HaBayis. Holach, according to what? Tosfos, in the Brice is what Shaholach, and the Shaila is the Baal HaBayis. Okay. Excellent. Let's go. Aryeh, come on, we got a lot to do. Okay, that's the first Mahalach. Okay, we got this? Vayter now. Let's start from Boy Mine. Let's go from the Shaila. Everyone, guys, got it? Middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let's see. Okay, we got to move. Yes, the Shaila Lach Lamaisa from Rav Nachman. Go ahead. He said to the Shliya, go out and check. And Mahalach here, everyone agrees, the Baal HaBayis went himself. And he finds it, checked it. Presumably, it was not enough time for the Shliach to shecht it. So the Shliach didn't get the job done. Yes? Oh, we can assume it was done well, done correct. Okay, that's the topic of Shchit. Go ahead. What does Tarim literally mean? Contribute, but it doesn't mean that here. What does Tarim mean? Where your Mafras, Trumas, and Maisras. Truma goes to who? The Kohen. Maisarisho goes to who? The Levi. Every year of the 6-7 year cycle, 1 through 6, you always have Truma and Meiser. Meiser Rishon. Truma goes to the coin, Meiser Rishon goes to the lady. Meiser Sheni is years 1, 2, 4, and 5. You take those up to your Shalim, eat them in your Shalim. If it's too heavy to carry, you redeem them on the coins. Take the coins up to your Shalim and buy a Korban Shlomin or pastrami sandwiches and beverages and eat them there. What's Meiser Ani? Year 3 and 6. What's Shemitah year 7th year? There's no Truma and Meiser. Everything's Hefker. So we have to know this din. So you told a man, please, Mr. Shliach, go ahead and be mafis trumas and maizes for me. Now, midoraisa, how much do you have to do if you have a bunch of oranges?
No.
Oranges is only midorabanan, unless according to the Rambam's midoraisa. Rashi says oranges, trumas and maizes, only midorabanan. Only dog and tears v'yitzar. According to the Rambam, even peres ilan. So how much do you have to take off? Chitachas. Let's say it's wheat. Let's say it's a bundle of wheat. Only one chita I have to do minat Torah. That's it. Chitachas, poteris is a kri. However, the Chumim said, if you're a good guy, you should give 1/40. If you're a stingy guy, you give how much? 1/60. If you're a middle of the road guy, you give 1/50. But minat Torah chitachas poter sakri. So you told your shliach to go ahead and do it. Go ahead. So say mitarim v'halach umatzatarim. Right. So he finds it what? Pashup shot, and that is also the Baal HaBayis, I would imagine. V'halach, he goes the umatzatarim. It wasn't enough time for the shliach to do it. Right? I would imagine a halach also there means what? Halach also means the Baal HaBayis. So the Baal HaBayis went and exactly, that's what it means. Go ahead. Done, it's bad. Shchit is good, Trum is bad. Shchit is good, Trum is bad. Okay. There's a distinction. Go ahead. So what does Gemara say, Mai?
Manafshach.
What's your soul? To catch 22. What do you hold? Go ahead. Ewad. If you assume the shliach did a job, then what? Even there has to be enough time for the shliach of done. He must have been worked quick. He must be a quick worker. So my truma should be good. Go ahead. So if you say the shliach should be bad. Go ahead. Amalei. Right, so what does that mean? It's like an expression. He says, when you measure an acre of salt and pay me, then I'll give you an answer. So what does that mean? So let's just quickly say the pshat and poshup shat. Lamaisa, three pshat we want to offer. The poshup shat is that this concept, this pshat, Lamaisa, And this notion to make this distinction, the way we want to say it is that Lamaisa, the Pashup shot is that when you measure for me a course of Melch Beschar, I'll tell it to you. In other words, basically, you know, the bottom line is, Lamaisa, it's so Pashup, you know, you should know this distinction yourself. That's the first shot we want to suggest. You know what I mean? It's like saying it rhetorically, a joke. When you measure out a lot of salt, I'll tell you. Like, you know what? I don't need to tell you. You should know yourself. That's the first shot. What's the second shot? The second shot is that Lamaisa, salt is the engine of all food. And he says, you can put as much salt, Lamaisa, as you want, but these two categories are very different from one another and they'll remain different. Meaning you should know this far too as well. And number three, what's the third shot from a ghost who blows him in Horowitz? He said, I want you to know something. If you would eat an acre of salt, then you would what? Then you would taste the chiluk between these two things. And therefore what? It wouldn't be as raw to you, in other words. It wouldn't be as raw to you without any salt. In other words, the bottom line is that what? If you eat the acre of salt, you'll see the distinction between these two things, and it won't be what? Basically what he's saying to us is, think a little bit, please. Think a little bit, and you'll come up with a distinction. So go ahead, Aryeh. What does he say?
He says,
Li'olam.
Li'olam.
So if you hold shlichus, ain't shlichus, so then we understand why truma is bad, but why shchita good, right? If you really hold ain't shlichus, shlichus, so you follow me? You got me, Aryeh? Okay. You got it, Chlor? Really, we hold ain't shlichus, shlichus, so that's why truma is bad. So why shchita good? Go ahead. Shem of Azul. Maybe another guy heard the Enam here is not or else a second answer. It means if. And Enam, he really should get rid of the word Dilma. I think the Bach does. No, yeah. The Bach gets rid of the word Dilma. Enami, and if what? Even if you want to say, go ahead. Exactly. Another guy heard him make a commandment to his Shliach. Go ahead and what? Go ahead and check. Then he went and did it himself. So assume it's good. However, Truma, go ahead. Beautiful. You can't do Truma on your own without permission. You need Das of the Balabais. You do that, it's bad. So how do you summarize the Maskanas Gomara, guys, up till now? That by Shechita, what do we say? First of all, what do we say by the Klal Shlichus? When you appoint a Shlich, do you assume he did it? No. Ein chazaka shlichos shlichuso. So that's why truma is bad. What about by shchita? Why do we assume shchita is good then? What's the answer? Excellent, Uriel. Excellent. We assume that what? Anyone who engages in shchita is good, no matter what. Okay? Now look at that Tosos, please, Aryeh. Go ahead.
Chol Marvin.
Now, what is this, Tosos? Guys, what is this Tosos? So there's two ways to look at this Tosos. You can just read what Aryeh said and move on. When you get to Erevin, you know, okay, look up that sugi. Is that the way to do it if you want to be a lamdan? No. If you want to be a lazy guy, that's the way to do it. If you don't want to be a lazy guy and you want to strive to be a tamachachem, what do? We look in the Gemara in Erevin. Okay? Let's look at the Gemara in Erevin. Everyone got it? Let's see the Gemara in Erevin. And we're going to see this klal of chazaka ashliach osa shlichuso. Okay? And how we paskel. We discussed it yesterday, the very end of Shir, the Hakdama, but I want to see this in. Everyone have a packet? Okay, let's see. Go ahead, Aryeh. Look at the Mishnah. This is a fascinating dinim here. Go ahead. Talk about Erev Tchumen here. Now, Erev Tchumen you can get in two ways. You can actually stand where you're going to be when Shabbos begins. You can actually stand there where you want to be Kona Shvisa, and then you go to 2,000 amas from that point. Or you can put matzah gefilte fish there, and you can be Kona Shvisa, that's my dwelling place, and I can walk 2,000 amas from there too. Okay, there are two ways to be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. You can stand there, your body yourself, or you can put the gefilte fish in the matzah right there and also go 2,000 amas. So what do? You sent the Chere Shot to come to do the job, it doesn't work. Or you did it, or you sent it out an Apikiris, who doesn't believe in Erevin, does not work. Okay, go ahead. V'im Amar. But if you don't use the Chereshon of the Kut, you just have them as be hand offers or messengers, but you give it to another human being, and that's not a Chereshon of the Kut, or someone who's not an Apikoros, then that's fine. Okay, go where I underline in the Gemara. Guys, look inside.
Man Amar Chizdekalata.
Yeah, Kusi is a guy who doesn't believe in an Erev. That's an example of a guy.
Obiyah
Mishin of Erev. Yeah, go ahead. Vimamar. Mamtele? Maybe you don't reach there. Maybe you won't reach the guy. You said to give it to a guy. Maybe they won't reach there. How do you assume it's good? Go ahead. Mamtele is reached there. Go ahead. No, you're standing with the binoculars or a telescope. You watch the guy get there. Okay? Also, that case, he once said somewhere, Rav Chisda Omid Verhoehu, he said, we apply that here as well. Go ahead. Valechush. Maybe we're choshed at what? Maybe you didn't take it from him. Maybe you saw the guy get there, but maybe you didn't take it from him. And your binoculars or telescope can't see that. Go ahead. Wow. We assume he did the job. The guy you asked accepted it. Hachanami. So where is the place where Rav Chiel said that? Go ahead. Fascinating. If you give it to an elephant or you give it to a monkey, Rashi said they can be trained to what? They can be trained. We said it. Remember we went to mention for Natilas Adayim? If a monkey washes my hands for Natilas Adayim for bread, is it good or not? You trained a monkey to be able to do that. They can do this. Mishnayos. Whether it's good or not. So what do? You give it to the guy, go ahead. You give it to the elephant or the donkey, I mean of the monkey, go ahead. Oh, but if you tell them to give it to human being, it's good. Go ahead. Maybe they didn't reach there. Go ahead. He's got a telescope. That's where Rav Chisda said his comment. So we apply that to the Mishnah as well. Go ahead. V'dilma. Oh, maybe he didn't take it from him? Beautiful. We assume he did. Now, what's the psak? Rav Nachman of Sheshes. Guys, you got to get this. We wrote this on the board yesterday. Go ahead. When it's a topic that's the Araisa, we assume what? Ain chazaka shlichos shlichos. You cannot make the assumption. Go ahead. But if the topic of the Rabbanan, we do make the assumption it's good. Go ahead, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says they're both what? Both the Araisa and the Rabbanan can make the assumption. So Machlech Zerach and Rav Sheshes. Please get this down. Okay, before we see the Taisus. There's a Gemara in Gittin, Samach Dalan Manav, that says, if a man asks a shliach to go Makadosh a woman for him, if a man asks a shliach to Makadosh a woman for him, what's the din? The shliach then dies, and he didn't specify a woman. The shliach never came back and told him which woman. What's the din? He's usher to every woman in the world. If a woman cannot say that her relatives are married, it's like he's a man aguna. Because any woman he marries might be a relative of the woman the shliach what was makadosh. Maybe it was his daughter. Maybe she's his sister. You follow me? Uriel, you got me? Yes. If you appoint if shliach to makadosh a woman to you, you don't say which woman, and the shliach then dies, what's the din? We assume he did the job, chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, and he is usher to every woman in the world. Because any woman you might marry might be what? The sister of that woman that the shliach, you can't marry sisters. Right? She might be the daughter. Correct? Halacha l'maisa. Can't marry a sister, you can't marry a mother and a daughter. So therefore, he's like a man aguna. Someone asks you, give me a case of male agunas. Gittin samach dalamav, that case. But what's it predicated on? Chazaka what? What's it predicated on? Mr. Chazaka shliach? Osa shlichuso. Now, is that a topic to your eyes of the Rabbanan Kedushin? You tell me. Kedushin. What? Kedushin is definitely the eyes, right? Marriage. So I thought Rav Nachman says we don't assume that. Please get this down. The Rashba says we only assume it lakula. But lachumro, Rav Nachman agrees. So when it said be the Yeraisa, he doesn't assume chazak shlichos lakula. But lachumro, of course he does. Please get that. Very important. That's what the Rashba writes. I gave it to Rashba in the Marmakaimus. Very important. That's what the Rashba writes. Halacha l'maisa. Amazing. He might be married a relative of his wife, and that's a big problem. Halacha l'maisa. So I thought we just got through saying that Rav Nachman said the Yeraisa, we don't assume he did it. We don't assume he did it lakula, but lachumra, yes. And that's a case of chumra. No doubt is that a case of chumra. Okay. Excellent. That's the Gemara in Erevin. You got to know this Gemara. And the Rashba says it very beautifully. Let's see the top Taisus. Go ahead, Arya. Look inside. You have your packet there, Bench?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look. Lamed Beis and Aleph. Let's see the Tosfos. Go ahead. Go ahead. Posek. So who does Rav Shimshon Mipolier Paskin like? Rav Sheshes straight up, which means what? Chazak Ashtiros is in all cases. Go ahead. The Bahag. What is Bahag? Bala Lachas Gedolos, Posek, go ahead. Bedine, what's Dine? Dine Mominus. He has a split psak. He passes like Rav Nachman and Dine Mominus. Chazak Ashlichos is the Guso, go ahead. Yes, split psak. He passes like Rav Nachman and Dine Mominus, and Shlichos is the Guso Yehuda. And he passes like Rav Sheshes and Isurim that we pass in Shlichos is the Guso. That's a second Rishon. Number three. Done. And what does Rabbi Tam said? We hold like Rav Nachman across the board. So there's three Rishonim, three Shitas. Two Shitas in the Gemara, three Shitas in Rishonim, how to Paskin. Rabbi Shimshon Mipolior says we Paskin like Rav Sheshes across the board. The Bahag makes a split psak, we Paskin Rav Nachman and Dini Mominus, because the Gemara writes in many places. He was a Baki in Dini Mominus. Of course he knew Kol Torakula, but he was the greatest Baki in Dini Mominus. But in Yisurim we hold like Rav Sheshes. And the third sheet is who? Rabbi Tam holds like Rav Nachman across the board. Yes? Okay. Ariel, you with me?
Yep.
You got it? Okay. Skip a little bit now, guys, where I underline, where he talks about our Gemara. Take a look. Go ahead. That's our Gemara. Go ahead. Isn't it a great feeling? You read a Gemara, this Gemara you know. Tosa quotes a Gemara, sometimes you don't know it. This Gemara you know it. Dilma, go ahead. Isn't that slam dunk like Rav Nachman? Our Gemara said black and white. Ein chazaka shlichos shlichuso. Isn't that a slam dunk rye like Rabbi Natan that we pass like Rav Nachman? He points out our Gemara. Isn't that clear like that? The Pharisee in our Gemara, no? Ein shlichos shlichuso. Natan, you follow me? Go ahead, what does he say? He says, come on. Who's the one who said it? Who's the one who said it in our Gemara? Who's the one who said it in our Gemara? Who's the one who said it? Rav Nachman himself. So you're trying to bring a raya from a Gemara that we paskin like Rav Nachman all the time. Who's the one who said it in Chulin? You bring a raya that from Rav Nachman that Rav Nachman said it? I mean, come on. You bring a raya that what we paskin like Rav Nachman from a Gemara that Rav Nachman's talking. So you bring a raya proof of that Rav Nachman from Rav Nachman. You follow me? That's what he's bothered by. So he says, you know what? Go ahead. You know what? I want to tell you something. The Shas held like that. It wasn't just Rav Nachman. The way the Gemara presented it, Vahid the boy Mene Kiblo, right? They asked the Shaila from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman gave an answer, and this was Ravina Ravashi's presentation when they wrote our Gemara. It's not just Rav Nachman held it, the Gemara held it. So the Gemara is a Raya Brura for who? For the Psak of Rav Nachman. Who's Ravina Tam? Now, how are you going to get out of that if your other two Shittas in Rishonim? Isn't this our Gemara slam dunk Raya, hold like Rav Nachman? That at the Arises, Ein Chazar Shdilzon, unless it's Lechomru, you'll pass him, Chazar Shdilzon, Shdilzon. But if it's a Drabonin, you'll say it, right? How are you getting out of that if you're a Shimshimi Polior or you're the Bahag? This is Isurim. Truman and Shchita are Isurim guys. He passed like a Sheish. How are you getting out of Gemara? Read the next block. Go ahead. Boy Marie. Im what?
Im Yisroch Allah.
Lachain.
We get
What is Rav Sheshet's normal opinion? What does Rav Sheshet normally hold? What does he normally hold? Chazaka shlich shlich or ain? Rav Sheshet. What does Rav Sheshet normally hold? He holds chazaka shlich shlich. So what does he do with our Gemara? So you know when the only time he says it? The only time he says it is if that what? If he feels he doesn't do his job, he's going to mess up the sender. But if the sender's going to be on his toes, where he's going to what? Where he's going to make sure that he's not going to be nichshol, then even Rav Sheshet agrees the shliach, we can't assume he did it. The shliach will only do it when he doesn't want to mess up his friend that sent him to do it. But if he thinks his friend is going to catch himself, then what? If he thinks his friend is going to catch himself, then what's the answer? Then he never what? We don't assume he's going to do it, even Rav Sheshet. So what's the case in Truma? He thinks that the sender is going to what? Is going to catch himself. The sender will notice whether it was Mafish Truma's Mises. Little does he know that what? Someone else might have done it. Little does he know that someone else might have done it. That's what that means. L'asika died to Shema Akra Yishma Vitrum. Little does he know that someone else might have done it. You understand what I'm saying? So even Rav Sheshet that agrees what? Normally what do we hold? Chazaka Shliach what? Also Shlichuso? Yes? In our Gemara he'll agree we don't assume that he does it. Why not? Because he thinks that the Meshaleach is going to notice and he won't be over any Aveira. Little does he know that someone else might have done it. And that's a similar case when he says what? There's a Machlokes in Gittin. Halach Lamais, in such a case, do we assume that what? In that case in Gittin, do we say that what? The Shliach is what? The Shliach is not Chayshish Litain Get. We're not chayshish to what? We're not chayshish to the Balabai. He's not concerned about giving the get because the Balabai will what? Check into it himself. So in other words, even though you assume like Rav Sheshet the shliach is going to always do it, but if he's not going to what? Mess up the guy who sent him, we don't assume even according to Rav Sheshet that he's going to do it. So that's the chiddush. That's how you get out of this Gemara. Okay? If you are what? If you are the Rav Shimshon Mipoliar, or if you are who? The Bahag. Anyone who passes like Rav Sheshet, guys, has to deal with our Gemara. If you hold like Rav Sheshet, that Chazak Shlichos the Gemara said by us, black and white, ain't Shlichos Shlichoso. So how do you get out of that? So that's how we get out of it. We get out of it, the Shlich won't do it if he doesn't think it's going to hurt the Bishalech. And he didn't think it would hurt him here. But little did he know, someone else is going to go ahead and shet, someone else is going to go ahead and do the Trum. Okay, that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out, Halacha L'maisa. All right, now what did I give you in the Marma Komis from the Chassam Sofer? What did the Chassam Sofer say? He didn't think this Gemara at all pertains to what? Our Gemara. Why not? What did the Chassam Sofer say beautifully in the Chidushim? Let's Dibur Maska Chazaka. What did he say? He said the Gemara by us is talking about a case where what? Where you saw the Shechita, it was definitely done. We just don't know what? Who did it? Natan. In the Shechita and the Truma was definitely done, Bench. But we just don't know who did it. In the Gemara and Erevin, what's the answer?
We don't know.
We don't know if it was done or not. So when you know for sure it was done, you just don't know who did it, you don't assume the Shliach did it. That's our Gemara. But in a case where you don't know if it was done at all or not, then you can assume the Shliach did the job. That's what the Chassam Sofer distinguishes. Please get that down. See, Tosis didn't buy any of that. Our Tosis didn't buy that distinction at all. But the Chassam Sofer says it wouldn't be a problem. See, if you are what? If you are the Reed, if you are Rabbi Shimshim and Polior, or you are what? The Bahag, the Hosek of Sheshes, what do you do with our Gemara? What's the answer according to the Chassam Sofer? Our Gemara is talking about what we know for sure was done, you just don't know who did it. So you don't assume who did it. And the Gemara Erevin was still talking about the classical case. We don't know it was done. And I hold like Rav Sheshet, we assume he did it. Okay? In our Gemara Lamaisa, we don't know if he did it or not, Lamaisa. Okay? We assume he didn't do it. But by Shechita, it's still good because Rav Munkin ain't so Shechita ain't. So it comes out very good, Halacha Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here in this din. Okay, fine. This brings us to the next Nakuda I want you to get, which I had you see inside. What did the Gemara say clearly by Truma? What did the Gemara say clearly by Truma? What's the din? Is it good or not? It's not good. We don't assume it's good. Correct. Well said. Because why? The guy who did it had no permission from who? The Baal Bais. There is a principle that I want you to know in Halacha that is called Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. What is Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav mean? Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav means I can pick up $1 million on behalf of Ariel and it becomes Ariel's. That's the din. Ariel didn't appoint me. I don't care. I can be Zochin on his behalf. Yes? That's the principle of Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. Now, many Rishonim, including Rashi and Tosa, say it works Schia mitam what? Schia works mitam what? Schia mitam shlichus. If Ariel would have known, he would have appointed me a shlich if he gets $1 million. So therefore we assume that what? It's an Anan Sahadi. The world testifies that Ariel would have appointed me a shlich, therefore I get the money for him. No problem, he gets $1 million. The Ran says that Schia is lav mitam shlichus. Actually, it's the Ritva. Schi is an independent institution, does not base on shlichus at all. Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav is an institution on its own, divorced from shlichus. And the kasha comes up when it comes to truma. I don't understand, says the Chasam Sofer. Why can't you say Schia mitam shlichus? Who cares whether the guy didn't have permission from the Baal Bais? He's helping out the Baal Bais. It's a mitzvah. You can't eat your stuff without being mafresh shumas shamayim. What's that called? What's that called? Tevel. If you eat tevel, you're chayav b'shumas shamayim. He's helping you out. Why do you need the das? So the Chasam Sofer says a great kasha. He says, what's the difference? Why can't it work with din zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav? Even if you hold chazaka shlich ain't also shlichusu. What's the difference? Shliach might be lazy, he didn't do it. So what? Someone else did it for him. Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. What's the answer? Rav Nachman holds Schia is enemy mitam shlichus. Schia does not work mitam shlichus. And therefore what? Schia does not work mitam shlichus, so therefore what? We cannot assume that he would have appointed him what? He would have appointed him to be a shliach. So Lamaisa, we paskin Schia is mitam shlichus. Why doesn't it work? Because you know what? He might mess up. He might not do the right job. We're afraid he might not do the job correctly. He might not be mafresh it right away. He might do it for your works in 2 weeks. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, even if you hold schi mitam shlichus, we are chayshish that maybe he didn't do a good job. And therefore, if he doesn't know hilchos trumas and maisos, we're in trouble. We're not willing to trust the guy. So that's why you cannot say Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. Schia mitam shlichus. No, Rav Nachman Schia ain't mitam shlichus. You look in the Gemara there, it's mashma that he holds Schia as ain't mitam shlichus. Halacha l'maisa. It seems to be that he holds, and if you look at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, so you see Beferish l'maisa that it's what? You can't use that. Plus the fact, the Rashba writes in the Darim, let's get it down, I'm involved with the base, to Xeris HaKosuv, that Truma always need das in the Baal Bais, no matter what. It's a pasuk. Shluchachem ledaschem. Truma always to be mafresh, you need the das in the Baal Bais. You cannot do it midinsky. It simply does not work. He has to have knowledge of it, and the shliach has to have das of the Baal Bais. Okay? Akishenich lebailim, it has to be specifically, he knows what's going on. It's exeris akosuv. Normally it works, I agree with you. But by Trumas and Maestras, he says you need Das, and that's it, done. It's Xeris HaKosov. By a Frush's Truma, you need Das of the Baal Bais. By the Parsha, you need it also. The Shliach, everyone needs the Das of the Baal Bais, no matter what. It's Xeris HaKosov by Truma. Where's this Rashma? In the Dharam Lamed Vav and Beit Damascus Hall. So, what's that all about? So I gave you the Xos HaKoshen. What's the Svara for this? The Ksos HaKosh is a what simon? Reish Mem Gimel on Sif Kut and Ches. You know what the Ksos HaKosh writes? He says the following Chiddush. I'll underline this many times. Not 100, but at least some, right? And that is that what? Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. I'm underlining the Lamed as much as possible. Zochin Me Adam Lo Amrinin. The example that I gave to Ariel. Ariel got $1 million. I was zochem lit adam. What do you do when you take off trumas and maizrus? What do? You take away food. You're taking food away from the man. Maybe you don't say zochem me adam. And that's the pshat in the Rashba. It says the ksos achoshim.
I didn't get that.
When you take off trumas and maizrus, you take things away from you. You give it to a kohen, you give it to a levi. You did it on my behalf. Who gives you the right to do that? Maybe classical zochem adam is when I receive $1 million.
Can you say by true and meister doesn't belong to him to begin with?
That's a good point, but it hasn't been created yet. So it's all my food.
Why the second it grows, it's created?
No. You put it into a pile, and then you have to what? You take off a shlish, you put it into a pile, and then when I mafresh it, it's called true. Till that point, it's tevel. Okay. So therefore, we said it's a good kasha, Yehuda, but we assume it's really mine. And therefore, if that's the case, maybe you don't say Zachin Me Adam. Please get that down. It's a very interesting sauce. And that's how he's Mazbar the Rashba. It's a beautiful pshat, Lamais. Okay? Now, the Imre Bin of the Bir Yitzhak prove against the sauce. And they say we find many times Zachin Me Adam, we say Zachin. So Rabbi Kivager says a different reason why Truma doesn't work Midin Shia. And that is because people love to do mitzvahs on their own. I don't want someone doing a mitzvah for me. I want to do it myself. And that's why they don't like it. In our case, though, you see it's different because the Baal HaBayis appointed a what? A shliach. So it's easy to, you see he doesn't care about doing it himself. The beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. And the Chasam Sofer is cholik and Rabbi Kivager completely, and he says, the parsha of Truma, of course, can be done through a shliach. The mitzvah is that Shevis Baal HaBayis. Right? And therefore, the shliach is mafresh from his peirosov. So he says, also when it's separated through the shliach, the mitzvah is considered the Baal Peiris did it. You don't have to physically do the action. So Rabbi Kivager, they call it Kan and Gansa. Again, let's get it. The Ksos says that the Pshat in the Rashba, why Zachin doesn't work for Truma, is because Zachin may Adam Lam read it. Rabbi Kivager points out that there is a Gemaras that seem to imply that what? That we say Zachin may Adam Amrinin, even when you take away. So what's a pshat? Why Shechiyah doesn't work by Truma? What's the answer? Because maybe the guy wants to do the mitzvah himself. But in our case, he showed he wanted to shell it out to a shliach. So if he showed he wanted to shell it out to a shliach, it's not a problem. So the Chasam Sofer writes, Rabbi Kivager is wrong in general, he says. Because we find, even when what? Even when your mafresh Truma is amazed through a shliach, as if I did it, the Baal Mitzvah did it. The Valachitim, so it comes out, that's the Chiddush Halacha L'maisa. Okay, please get this. Who is Cholek on the Rashba? The Ramban. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says in Gittin that it does work. Shechiyah Shlichus does work by Truma. You know, one of the Makoros of Shlichus is Truma. And he says that what? As long as you're Megaladas, it's fine. Truma Sadeshin says, the guy says, I'm fine, but I want you to do it. If I say I'm fine, anyone does it, that's also good, says the Ramban. But if I say specifically I want you to do it, that means no one else can do it. And that's why our Gemara says it's a problem if someone else does it. Okay. And then to round up this Mahalik, as I gave you the Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach in your day, Simon Shinhei, writes on the Taz, in general, in Simon Shinhei, the Shach writes, Nekudas HaKesef on the Taz, Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Shach writes in the Nekudas HaKesef that by Truma, it never works Shechiyah. Why not? Because maybe I want to give more than what the guy gave. Or maybe I wanted to give less than what the guy gave. So by its very nature, he says, Zachin cannot work by Truma. Okay? So I want you to get that down. So major machloik is, does Zachin La'adam work by Truma or does it not work by Truma? Okay? So major machloik is, does it work by Truma or does it not work by Truma? Halach lamaisa. Okay, we got that? It's a major, major machloikis. Does it work, does it not work? Okay? And if it doesn't work, what are the two svaras? Either because why? Zachan me adam lo amrinan? Or because why? Because maybe what, he's going to take off too much or take off too little. And I'm not going to be happy with what he does. And who says it's good? The Ramban. If the Ramban says it's good, then you're going to have a difficulty with our Gemara. Why is it not difficult? Of course I can make a general proclamation. Whoever wants to be mafresh truma, it's fine, according to the Ramban. But when I say specifically Ariel, I mean no one else. And that's exactly what happened in our Gemara. Okay, good. Let's see now Vaitin Lamaisa, okay? Let's see now Vaitin the Gemara. Okay? Let's see, invite the Navi Gemara. Go ahead, Arya, let's go. Back to Gemara, guys, let's go. We got to move. Go ahead. You'd base him out. Go ahead. Maybe this topic is a machloikis in general, whether Rov Matzune Shechitim is right or not. Go ahead. Lame is what? What does Tosh Sam Sakam Chaval Manav? It's always a Avinu slugged up, 98% of the time. Go ahead. Wow, so what happened? You lost your kids, not little human beings, but little lambs and the chickens. And then you go and you find them shechted. Poshim Shatta Balabai, Rav Yehuda says it's Osir, Rav Chinan Rosh Hashanah says Mutter. Go ahead, I'm a Rebbe.
I'm a Rebbe, near and divrei.
If you find it in the garbage dump outside, in the garbage heap, then I like the sheet of Rav Yehuda that it's also, because people throw nevelas there. If you find it in your house, then obviously, if it's in your house on your table, your island, or whatever it is on the counter, obviously you like it, and everyone is going to agree that it's what? Everyone's going to agree that it's good. Plug it in. Go ahead. Not everyone's going to agree, but I side with whose sheet there? I side with the Chinin that matters it. Nirin means whose shita do I like? So he likes the shita of who, Reb Yudin, who it's found in the garbage dump outside. Whose shita does he like that's found in the house? Reb Chinin. Go ahead, my love. Who holds what? You got to flip it. Who holds what? Reb Chinin holds Rav Munchen Shita, so no matter what, it's always what? It's always good. Even if it's in the heap, the garbage dump. And who's the first, who's the second Marsavar? Reb Yudu holds what? He doesn't hold of it, therefore it's always usher. So you see, it's a straight up machloikis. Do we hold of it or not? But flip the Marsovers. The first Marsover is the second one. Yes, Reb Yudu. I'm sorry, the second one, Rabbi Chanina. Go ahead, what's the Gemara say?
Low.
Slugged up. Go ahead, Nikuli Alma.
Nikuli Alma,
Everyone holds what? We accept this cloud. Go ahead.
Ube bias.
Excellent. Why? Because we assume what? Rov mechinin etz shchitahen. Go ahead. Why? Because everyone throws what? Everyone throws their nevelas there, so everyone holds that it's usher. So Lamaisa, there's nothing what? There's nothing to talk about. Everyone holds it's usher in that situation, right? It's nicker you threw it there. So you did Shahir, you did Drusa, whatever it is. But we're not going to invoke Rov Mechunei Shechitahen here. Go ahead. What's the word ki mean here? When? When do they argue? Go ahead. That's a garbage bag inside the home. Who's the first one? Now flips here. Who's the first Mar Somer? Rav Yehuda says people throw the nevelas in their house, they don't mind, and therefore you can't eat it. And that's the sheet of Rav Chanina, because it smells, and therefore what? We don't assume that what? That it's good. If it's a nevela, it's usher. So you see, Beferish this did. Read Taisus. Go ahead, Haray. Haray Shavdu. Nignivu. That's why I said who had din nignivu, right? This is the Taisus. Who had din get stolen? Go ahead. Oh, just because you're a ganav doesn't mean you're gonna mess up the shechita. Go ahead. Chule. It's beferish nignivu. It's good. No. So we said we get back to that now. Let's get back to it right now. Let's add on the Rambam. I gave you the Rambam. What does the Rambam say about Nigdava? So I gave you two Rambams. What does the Rambam say? Rambam holds in Ilchashchita Periktar Lachaches. I'm reading the Lashon. Ovid lo gdi o tarnagol umatsu shchut bebayis mutar. Sherov mitzun et shchita mumchenein. What did he leave out? Ovid lo gdi o tarnagol. What did he leave out? What did he leave out? Natan. Ovid lo. He left out what? Geneva. The Beis HaLevi, the Rav's great-grandfather's Medayik, the fact that the Rambam left out Geneva, what does he say about that? He says, even Geneva is mutter. Even Geneva should be mutter, but the Rambam left that out. Must be the Rambam holds what? It's Usser Geneva. Otherwise, he would have wrote it's mutter. The fact that he left it out shows that he holds Gnevah's Asur. Like whose Shita? Remember we quoted the Miri, quoted Bala HaTaisvus, and the Shita Mekbetzes quoted what? The Shita Mekbetzes quoted Yesh Beforshim? Yes? The Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Shita like who? Like Gnevah's Asur. But the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus writes the following. Please get this. The Rambam says the following. Russia, Pirk Yudalf Lachazayin, Hilchosaitis. Russia, Baverish, Shachat, Shchitas, Ochera, Veneman Lomer, Kehilch, Kalacha, Shachachtati. Vechain, Pirk Dadal, Lachatet Vav. Seven Lachas later than the first one I mentioned, Hilchoshitim. Apostolatis, Baverim, in Averis, as a Shocha, Benola, Benatmo. What does Ram say? If you're chashed to an Avera, are you chashed to another Avera? No. Your Shchit is kosher. So from that Rambam would imply that what? That Gnevah should be what?
Yeah.
Should be good. Seems like a steer in the Rambam. Please get this down. The first Rambam's mashma that Gnevah is usher. The second and third Rambam are mashma that the what? That Gnevah, when stolen, should be mutter. What's the answer? So the Beis HaLevi says like this. The Beis HaLevi writes very beautifully. The Beis HaLevi says, someone's chashed to an Avera is not chashed to another Avera. If they're at separate times. But if at the same time you're engaging in what? Gneva and your shechting, we can't trust your what? We can't trust your shechita. Because if the Ruch Shtus has entered your persona to shecht an animal that's not yours, we cannot presume that the shechita was done properly. That's what the Beis HaLevi writes. Okay? That's his chiddush. Please get it. It's a beautiful chiddush. But that's what he wants to point out. Please get this chiddush of what the Beis HaLevi. So that's why the Rambam would say that it's usher halacha l'maisa. Okay, we got that? Ben, you got to get that down to Svarah. Chashid la'avera is not chashid to another avera. That's if they're at the different times. But if at the same time, that ruach shtus is driving you what to do an avera. So it's driving you an avera to do Gneva, who says the shchita should be good? We should presume the shchita is just as bad as well. And that's why the Beis HaLevi says the Rambam's Shita is such that it's considered to be, that's the Shita. That's the Shita of Rambam. Okay. There is another Shita, though, I want you to get. It's the Yerayim. What does the Yerayim say? The Yerayim says, listen to this. He also asers Gnevah, the Yerayim. Why? Notice Rav Nachman said, why did Rav Nachman say the Shita was good, Aryeh? Why did Rav Nachman say the Shita is good? Because we assume the guy heard him make an announcement, I want to check, then it went ahead and did it. Why did you just say simply, Rov Mitzvah Netzer Shchita? Why do you have to get so fancy and say what? Oh, that another guy overheard that I want my animal shechted and shechted it. Why didn't the Gemara just go say what? Rov Mitzvah Netzer Shchita? Why does he have to say this whole chad gadja that another guy heard it, and therefore what? And therefore he went ahead and did it, and then we invoke Rov Mitzvah Netzer Shchita. Just say Rov Mitzvah Netzer Shchita straight up. So I thought this was a beautiful shot. It must be that what? The guy went ahead and shechted without what? Without permission. He's a gazlan. And therefore, if he's a gazlan, what's the din? The din is he's chashed l'gzol, he's chashed the shecht. And that's what it means in the brayso, matzah tarnagol shchuta b'shuk. O sham l'shlucho tzei v'shochot. And he went and he found it shechted. Ro b'tzunet z'shchitahen. The shliach went. The shliach went and found it's shechted. Must have been someone else shechted it then. Because Tosh saying the shliach no, for sure didn't shecht it. So why did the Brisa mention shliach? Should have meant the bialim. No, we want to bring out the cases. L'maisa, I shecht the shlo b'shus. We want to bring out the case like the Rambam. The only time the shchit is chera, Ariel is when what? When there's no Gneva. If there's Gneva, then you're done. If there's Gneva, when you say to the Shlich, you Mr. Shlich Shecht, and another guy goes out and hears it and does it, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be a problem. And Ein Lachso Shodim Yenel Yargum Emes Chaver Lo B'Shus. Mashen came by the case of the Tarnagol, where he said to the what? Did he said to the he said to the Tarnagol, found the Tarnagol Shecht, he didn't say to the Shlich, that would be what? That would be a problem, while the Maisa would be in fact possible. So in a case where you tell the Shlich, we're told Shadam Akhar Shama Vasa Ashita Beatzmo. We're not Khaishis to what? Sha'adam Yelech Viharak Bemis Khaver Shalobrashus. It's like the guy thought he had Rashus. When he heard the announcement, He didn't think it was makbid who shechted it. You know what I mean? As long as he's announcing, I want my animal shechted. I want a nice steak tonight. I'm asking Ariel, is excluding Aryeh? No. So the case is when you go ahead and shech without him saying anything, that's wrong. But when I say that there's a shliach, that's considered to be fine. So let's get that down. So who holds? We dug up a few Rishonim that argue on Taisus. The Meiri, which B'Shem Baal HaTaisus, which we don't have on the Daf. Shidim Mekubetz, B'Shem Yesh before Shem, and now the Rambam and the Urayim. So it's not so posh that Nigdava is what? Is Kshayr. Taisus makes it as number Poshet is Kshayr. Not so posh at all. Not so posh at all. Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Weiter now. Okay. Weiter now. We got this Chiddush. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Go ahead. Let's go, Arya. Guys, look inside the Gemara. Okay? Well, one sec. Let me get back to the Gemara. Let's look back at the Gemara, guys. You'd base them in Aleph. Let's go. Go ahead. Read, yeah, so let's go slow. Rebbe said, I like the words of Rebbe Yehuda. Stam Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda bar Eloi. If you found an Ashba. Go ahead.
My Ashba.
What does the word Ashba mean? Go ahead. And when you say Nirin, what does that imply? When you say Nirin, what does that imply? You have? All right, yeah. You got to... I know you're about Peh. I want you following. You got to follow inside. Torah Shabbat Peh. I know you know about Peh, but I want you, you got to see it inside. Four lights in the bottom. What's the Gemara saying? What does Nirin mean, Aryeh? That there's a machlokas and he's siding like one. But I thought you said in the garbage dump, everyone agrees it's what? Bad. Go ahead. Elema what? Oh, Elav.
Elav sheet of Akhrisham
of mine. Oh, the garbage bag in the what? Garbage basket in the house. What's it called? Garbage can. A garbage can in the house. Ema Seifa.
Ema Seifa.
So he sided with Rebbe Yehuda that it's usher in a garbage can in the house. Go ahead. Ema Seifa.
Ema Seifa. My bias. Elema bias. Mamish. I'm a little shari.
Everyone agrees it's on the table islands. Good. So why are you saying Nirin? Ella what? Oh, and now you're siding with Rebbe Chanina. So Gemara asks what? Kasha.
Kasha, the Rebbe on the Rebbe.
So steer a Rebbe on Rebbe. Excellent. Go ahead. Would it make you up your mind? You first you say in the Reisha conveys your whole like Rebbe Yehuda, and the Seva conveys your whole like who? Rebbe Chanina. Go ahead. Now we don't have Venir and Mechuli in Rashi. Rashi doesn't have those last two words. So what does this mean here? What's the conclusion here? What does the Gemara say? That what? That Rabbi Yehuda HaKadosh said, I like. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to who? What is that? What? Who's saying here? What's changing with the Hachikamer? It's not a third shita where Rebbe's chiming in who I like better, who I possibly know. Rebbe's making one ha'ara. What's Rebbe's ha'ara? He's saying in the case of what? The garbage dump in the streets, Rebbe Chanina even agrees to Rebbe Yehuda. He likes the shita Rebbe Yehuda, and then everyone agrees what? That it's considered to be what? Usser. They only argue where? Where do they only argue? In the Ashba Sheba Bayis. Yes? Now, when I first read this Gemara, I thought the next Nakuda, which is, what about in the what? On an island in your house, or on the counter, on the table. Who do you think, what do you think would happen? I thought Rebbe Yehuda would what? I thought Rebbe Yehuda would agree to who? Rebbe Chanina, that it should be what? Mutter. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, who says what I just said, which is the simplest reading of what? Of the Gemara. Which we've shown him say like that? I want you to get this down. Would you show them say Beferish like that? So, the most we've shown him say what I just said. The Rashba and the Ra'ah, they all claim, Halakha L'maiz, what I just said is correct, which is what? That in the counter or on a table in the house, everyone agrees, Rebbe Yehuda would agree that it's mutter. There's no machlaikas. Okay? There's no machlaikas. Question is, what does Rashi say? So I want you to read the Rashi closely, guys, on the top. Take a look at Rashi on the top. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ari. You're doing a great job. Hachi Kamar.
Hachi Kamar. Hachi Nir in the Gamar Losvira Didei.
Losvira Dideyu. That's a key line. Every line's key. It's not a third shita when he says Nirin. He's not a third shita. Go ahead. It's not Roani, what I think. It's not that at all. Ella. He's telling you where they argue. Rabbi Chanina agrees with Rabbi Yehuda when it's in the shuk. Go ahead. Oh, that's he only says a shita and a garbage can in the house. It's mutter. And then in that case, they argue about what? That it's usher. Go ahead. What does that last line mean?
They
argue only by ashbush and babayis. What does that imply, babayis? If it's on a counter or if it's on a table or on the island? What do you think Rashi is saying? I thought Rashi was saying what I just said from the Rashi and the Ra. That everyone would agree that it's what? That it's mutter. Even Reb Yehuda would agree that it's mutter. So not everyone agrees. That's what the Shita Megavetz says. No. Rashi was not saying the other way. Reb Yehuda holds even in the house it would be usher on a table. That's how the Shidim Kubetzis understands Rashi. And the Rosh Yosef understood Rashi like we, Baruch Hashem. The Prima Gunim says, well, we interpret Rashi, that Rashi's not saying like the Shidim Kubetzis, he's holding like the other Rishonim. He's holding like the other Rishonim, believe it or not. Amazing, no? He's holding like the other Rishonim, that's what he means when he says this Chiddush. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, Aryeh?
Mm-hmm.
The Rosh Yosef says what we said, Lamai, says the Pshat and Rashi. Okay? He says that's what Rashi means when he says this diuk, okay? That he means to say Allah Lomaisa, that's the Chiddush. Okay? What does he mean? He means from the fact that he established the Machloikis, Ashba Shabbayis. Shabbayis without Ashba, meaning on the island or the table, the counter, table, counter, the island, everyone agrees it's Mutter. That's like us. That's the Rosh Yosef, Baruch Hashem. The Rosh Yosef says like that. Against the Shita Megubetzis. And the Rishonim themselves argue and say, in that case, everyone agrees. So what's the machlokes between Rabbi HaKadosh and who? What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, and Rabbi Chanina? Garbage can in the house. Will you put in there something once she just said, it's got to be awesome. It's got to be what? It's got to be mutter, because why would you put some smell in your house? The other sheet is not on your table. At least it's in the garbage can. Guess it's how you view garbage cans, you know? You know, you have to lumdicize it. Ask social engineers, whatever they're called. What are they called?
Sanitarial engineers.
Or ask people that how deal with houses, you know? What you deal with a house? Will you put something that's smelly in your garbage can? I'm not leaving it on the table. You know what I mean? I'm not leaving it on the table. It's in the garbage can, at least.
National census.
To Machlekes. Okay, however, homemakers, you know, look at the homemakers' institution, how they do that. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay, I would imagine you would not keep something in the house long that smells, so once you take it outside. But this is the machloikis that we have, the feirish, okay? Very important, Lamaisa. Okay, now, Aryeh, let's just look at the taisis, because a few nekudas we got to do. I'd like to really start Chazara on Sunday. I'd like to start Chazara on Sunday, and the Bechina will either be next Sunday or 2 weeks from Sunday. We'll see how we chazar, okay? Because we have to chazar like 2.5 plot. From Tessim and Beis to the top of your Beisim and Beis. We'll see. Okay? We might have some Nakudas. We don't have some Nakudas we have to finish on Sunday. Maybe Chazara will start Monday. We'll see. Everything, we'll see if the Chaz is Sunday or Monday. But I want you to do the bottom Taisis. Take a look at the bottom Taisis. We've got to get the Chumash soon. Go ahead. Guys, look inside this case here. Go ahead. Wow. What does Tosa say? What does Tosa say? Does it have to be a garbage dump? What happens if you throw out in the middle of Amsterdam Avenue? What happens if you throw a piece of meat in the middle of Amsterdam Avenue? What do you say about that? Tosa says no problem. It's the same machlekes. If you throw a piece of meat on Amsterdam Avenue, he says it's the same what?
Same dude.
He says, Ki pligi ba'ashma shu ba'ayis. Who didn't plead? He was shook below Ashba. What do you mean below, shook below Ashba? What do we say about a garbage dump in the high, a garbage dump in the street? Everyone agrees it's usher. What if you throw it in Amsterdam Avenue? That's also going to be a machlokes. No, that's also going to be a machlokes. It's not in the it's not in the garbage dump, guys. It's in the street. So if it's in the street, that's a little bit what? Isn't that a little bit different? If it's in the street.
What if it's a place where like the street is kind of garbage, like here?
Well, let me ask you, what was the case in Bar Mitzvah bench? Reb Chanina found a gedish shachar between Tveri and Sipori. It was on the street. It was on the road.
Right.
That was not an ashba. So who did not? Shuk below ashba. So machlokes as well. No. And they matered it over there. Who matered it over there? Reb Chanina. So please get that down. So what I want to just point out is that we got to get the chumash though. Is look in the Rambam how he paskas on this. The Rambam writes a pirak dal lachaches. I'm gonna read it to you. You ready? He says, "Avad lo gedi or taragol matzu shachar v'bayis mutter." Shirobatun is a shchita mumchane. Matsu b'shuk, usser. Shemini sabla. Then he says what? Chayni matsu b'ash b'shuk v'bayis usser. What did he say? Did he say ashba b'shuk or he said shuk?
Shuk.
Said shuk. Rambam writes like who? Like Reb Yehuda. What's the pell on the Rambam? Ariel, what's the pell on the Rambam? What does the Gemara say in Bava Metzia that's also quoted? Gemara says it's mutter. That Reb Chanina they said was mutter. They ate the piece of meat. How could the Rambam say against the Gemara in Bava Metzia? Okay, let's leave off the text Kasha. Sunday we'll finish up. We'll see if we chazer. We'll see if we start chazer. There's a few nakudas we still got to finish up. Yes, Ariel.
In Bava Metzia, you see it flying in there. You saw it the entire time.
No. This case was found on the street. It was a highway between Sipori and Tveria, and they matered it. Okay, that's a different case there. Okay, we'll pick it up to try to answer that kasha, and then if we finish, we'll start. We'll see. Okay, let's go to Chumash. I want to begin with the notion of, first of all, you know, Ve'elam Mishpatim is above. A lot of people think that only the Ten Commandments are divine, Rachman al Islam. Every Nikud in the Torah is divine. Ma Elim Sinai, Af Elim Sinai. Everything is divine. The whole parsha has been on Lechaveru Dinim, Torah, civil law. That's just as divine. And I want to just quickly talk about one of the Dinim in the parsha about Tina Uprika. It says in the Chumash in the parsha, in Perikov Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, and Hey, Ki Tifka Shor Yivka O Chamoro Toa V'Hashev Tishevenu Lo, Ki Tira Chamor Sonacha Ravetz Tachas V'So, Chaldaltam Yazov Lo Azov Tazov Imo. You see your enemy's animal, and it needs help taking the packages off, you need to help. Or, if it needs help to put them on, you put them on. Now, Lamaisa, very difficult. Why would the Torah say sonacha oivecha? You're not supposed to hate anybody. It says, well, tistan chicha bilvavecha in parsha sefer vayikra pirik yutes pasuk yudzayin. So why does the Torah talk about a guy you hate or your enemy? You're not supposed to hate your enemy. You're not supposed to hate anyone. So the Mechilta says, talking about a case, Rabbi Lezer says, we're talking about a sone, a gear that laps back into idolatry. You can hate him. Rabbi Yitzchak says, we're talking about a person who's a Russia. You can hate a Russia. And the Rambam follows that second shita that it's a Russia. And the Rambam says that the reason why you better help this guy, who's your enemy, is that he might be in a lot of delay because he's got so many packages. He might end up in a dangerous area and might get killed. So stop worrying about yourself, what the guy did to you and why you hate him. Get it together and help him. The Rashbam writes, many times, unfortunately, you might have a person that's an enemy, and the Torah says, Lamaisa, you know what? Deal with it. Maybe this will afford an opportunity, you'll be able to get to talk to him. Maybe you'll be able to get to schmooze with him. Maybe you'll see he's not such a bad guy. Maybe you go to dinner together. And therefore, in the end, you will be able to what? Forge a relationship and be able to what? Help this guy. And you'll no longer hate him. This is an important mussar. These psukim are very important mussar. Very important mussar. Just because someone treated you badly in the past doesn't mean that you can what? Ignore him when he's in distress. And the Torah says, Beferish, Mishlei, it's not enough not to hate a guy. It's not enough not to get revenge. What does it say in Mishlei? It says, Imrav sanacha hechaleu lechem, imtsomei hashkeu mayim. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. It's not enough not to hate and not get revenge. The Asay Tov is element is required of us. That's what Azov Tazov Imo means. If you look in the Targumim, you know what the Targum Mukla says on this? Leave complete laws in your heart against him. The Targum Yishami says, all that completely leave the hatred in your heart against him and help unload and leave load the burden. What does Targum always focus on? The Pshat. Whenever he gives an added payrish, you got to pay attention to it. Here it's not just physically it help him out. Get rid of the hatred in your heart. And therefore, that's what it means, halach lamaisa. And the Torah says, preku t'ina. And therefore what? You see, hashavas aveda, I can return a lost object in a guy's house. He'll never know who did it. I don't have to see him. Preku t'ina requires me to interact with the guy. We together have to try to help the animal. We're going to converse. That's why the Torah gives this mitzvah, not just Hashavas Aveda. And it appears twice in the Chumash. It says in Dvarim also, Azov Tazavim, it says Hakim Takim as well. And it's very fascinating that Tsar Baal HaChaim comes up with this. The Gemara Bava Metzia on Lamed Beis and Beis brings up the situation. And this is what we have to think about. Right? This is what we have to think about. Halacha L'maaseh. What happens in a situation, you see one person whose animal is overburdened and needs to be unloaded, and another person has already unloaded his donkey and needs to reload it. Who comes first? Tzar Baal HaChaim, the animal that's under a lot of pain, take off the stuff. But what does the Gemara say in Bava Metzia? What happens if that other guy who needs to be reloaded is your enemy? That takes precedence over Tzar Baal HaChaim. Because of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about animals. But we don't act like the animal rights people. Right? Can't, you know the people that care more about animal rights than human beings, the halakha is not like that. It's more important that you forge a relationship with this person. And that's what it means, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokech. But I want you to know something. This is what the Torah wants you to do, not to have enemies. The Torah is saying, do it. So let's say the guy that you hated, you get off your donkey, you help him, and he says, oh, you go ahead and do it. You go ahead and do it yourself. Help me yourself. I'm not going to help. What does it say? Emo. You only have to do it when he helps you. You don't have to make yourself into a man. Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokech. You have to be perfect. You have to be totally straight with Hashem. You can't make yourself a man with other people. If you're trying to make a relationship and forge a guy, the guy says, oh, you help yourself. You're trying to help me? I'm not going to help you. Come on, what kind of business is that? It says, talking emo, right? Only if he's going to help you along are you obligated to do that. So Mishpatim has many dinin, but in truth, every mitzvah in the Torah has a lot of deep mussar you have to internalize. And that's what I feel that I want to just close with this mahalach now. About koach of shmir, the koach of listening. We have different senses. It's hard to rate the senses, but the greatest sense of all is shmir. If you cause someone to be deaf, you have to pay his whole worth. If you cause someone to be blind, you pay the worth of the eye. Nishta says in Baba Kama, or Ben Yonah says, because if a guy can't hear, he's spiritually asphyxiated. Says Rav Mordechai Miller, you know what asphyxiate means? You separate him. He can't hear any mussar. He can't hear any critiques. He can't hear any compliments. You're totally divorced from society. In our parsha, the Eved Ivri, his ear is pierced on the post. Why? Because that ear that heard the dinim from the Torah at Sinai, he ignored, he stole money. He doesn't have money to pay back. We sell him as an Eved. Let me ask you a question. When do we pierce his ear? At the end of the 6 years. Harav Agon Rav Kovach Tzatzal, the Rishiva Kirmiyav Nes, why don't you do it right away? That ear didn't listen. For that matter, why don't you do it on every Aveira? Every Aveira didn't listen. So why don't you pierce your ear for every Aveira? You know what the answer is? This man for 6 years has had to listen to his master every second. He hasn't had the ability to demonstrate Shmiah from Hashem. Now he's given the opportunity to go free, and he selects to stay. That's such an insult to Hashem. It's demonstrating he doesn't care about the koch of Shmiah. He doesn't care about it. We pierce his ear after the 6 years. Isn't that a powerful pshat? Why did Hashem create this earlobe? The Maharal says pshat in the Gemara Ksubos. Because Lashon Hara Nivul Peh can close it. Built in the ear itself, I have the ability to stop Lashon Hara.
Who says that?
The Gemara says in Ksubos, the Maharal is masber that. In the ear itself, to make sure that we don't what? We don't use our Shmiah wrong. Why do you think Yoshua is the next leader? Because he listened to every second shear from what? He didn't miss a thing from Moshe Rabbeinu. L'yomash v'tocha ol. He had the koch HaShmiah. You know Rav Mitichau Solomon, Shlita, the great Kohen, Lakewood, Mashkiach, once said, why is Yishmael judged where he was at, and a Ben Sora Moro we project is going to be a murderer, we kill him? What's the difference? It's a famous stiru. Yishmael is judged by Shir Husham. Where's the Ben Sora Moro? It's Nidon Al Shem Sofer. What's the difference? Because the Ben Sora Moro has exhibited that he can't listen to his parents. A guy that cannot listen is done. We project he's done and we kill him. He would not listen to his parents. Yishmael listened to his parents to marry a woman that they wanted to marry. If you cannot exhibit Shmiah, you are done. That is the koach of Shmiah. It is so chashuv, so important that you don't miss anything. And that's why the pasuk says in Mishle, Maser Asno Mishmoa Taira Tfiloso Toeva. That's a pasuk in Mishle. I'm going to say it again. Maser Asno Mishmoa Taira. If you turn your ear from listening to Taira, Tfiloso, your davening is Toeva. Toeva is a very harsh word. It's an abomination. If you look in the Chumash, what Toeva is used by, if you turn away from words of Taira, even someone who's in a drasha, and you're looking in another sefer, you know how some Baal Batim do that sometimes? Hashem pays back Mida Kenegan Mida. You can't listen to someone's Taira? Hashem says, I won't listen to your tefillah. Your tefillah will be an abomination. Whoa. That is unbelievable. Isn't that scary? Tfiloso Toeva. You can't listen to the Divrei Torah. Chofetz Chaim was in the Torah comments all the way in the back. He couldn't hear the speaker. Closes his sefer. They said, Rebbe, why are you closing your sefer? He didn't want him to give off the false impression that he wasn't listening, even though he was too far away to hear. These are some examples of how there's so much mussar in every mitzvah in the Torah. We spoke about Tina Prika, forging the ability to make shalom with an enemy. We spoke about Evid Ivi with the koch of Shmiah. Every din, if you take time and delve into it, Hashem wants us to what? Purify ourselves, refine ourselves, become better b'nei Torah, strive to be Talmid Chachamim, to be Baalei Midos, and to realize that every din in the Torah is just as divine as the Nochi Hashem Elokecha is, that I believe Hashem, heart of hearts, he's the King of Kings, Master of the Universe, also helping your enemy. Helping your enemy, piercing the Eved Ivri. Those are just as divine. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Let's dive into it. And on Sunday we'll finish up. We'll see if we have time to Chazara. Monday we'll definitely start with Neder. No Eved Ivri, either next Sunday or 2 weeks Sunday.